This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
But yeah, I'll pull up. Or should I say, yeah, lying in it. Or should I say, you know exactly what that means, lying in it.
Anyways, we over here with Sheldon the alien.
Man. Stop, bro, stop.
Please. First podcast with an alien.
Y'all know what it is.
Number one alien podcast.
You know exactly what it is.
Let's get it.
Oh shit, we started?
Yeah.
You want to turn off? Oh, I bet.
Turn off the fan.
Wait, a fan. Or do we like it?
Lose the fan. All right, put on one.
Yeah, one.
100.
I'll put it on one.
I thought you were about to start singing Old Town Road the way you started.
It's on
like,
one?
Yeah. I'm like, wait, what?
I think it's all right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, okay, audio listeners, you guys are going to hear a fan in the back, but it is fucking hot in this office.
Sorry, we won't sacrifice like that for you guys.
Yeah, we are actually...
Y'all saw me fucking slimy in the last video.
Yeah.
The slimiest episode.
And the fan was on when he was slimy, so if you turn it off, you're going to start leaking. Before we get into the intros of this bitch, we had some technical difficulties where we recorded for 20 minutes. So yeah, we are making sacrifices, Shells, because we're doing the whole intro again.
We're doing it again.
We're doing the
get
whole
it.
Fucking thing
get
again.
Get through it. You got to talk about the same shit like we weren't talking about
Come
before.
Come on, guys. Let's get
Wait,
to it.
Really, eh?
Well, okay. Not really. Yo. If you guys want to talk about snails, I'm kind of down.
Welcome back to a brand spanking new episode of Random Order by 4YE Media. We ain't through this shit. Episode 29 on your goddamn neck. If all the haters out there thought, episode 28, man, that's their last episode. It's not. Explain this. Yeah. Actually, wait. Well, we did skip an episode.
Yeah.
Random Order presented by Much Studios. It's your boy, the most handsome man. It's me, Jermaine J. Richards. It's your boy. I'm here with my guys. Baby Trey in the building.
It's popping. You know, niggas know what it is, man.
They might not know what it is. This might be the first
you
time.
Actually, yeah, you're
you
right.
You might have no idea what the fuck it is. You're probably saying, like, yo, what the fuck is it right now?
Actually, I think a lot of you guys don't have no fucking idea what it is because you see me in person and call me Jay. So let me make, look, watch this.
Me?
Over here. Sorry, audio listeners. You listen to my voice. Look at me. I'm Trey Richards. This is my brother.
Jermaine, the other guy,
Richards. Don't get it fucked up. I'm gonna start slapping next. Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, and it's me, Sheldon.
The chocolate one. Brand new Uncle the Chocolate.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out to my niece.
Yes, Lila, sir.
What's happening?
Man, this is the first time talking about this, man. Yeah. That's all it is, man.
Yeah, man, you know, I didn't tell y'all before how crazy birth is, you know,
like, yeah, you didn't mention that.
Yeah, home birthing is crazy, man.
That's scary,
you know. It's
were you scared?
I wasn't scared, nah. Let me tell you why I wasn't scared.
Why?
My sister-in-law has a friend, her name is Claudia. Shout out to her. When Claudia got there, I was just relaxed after that because, you know, she'd be coming in, she'd be. You know what I'm saying? She'd be lighting the
sage things up.
And, you know, setting things up, bringing snacks, bringing water.
She brought Ritz cheese sandwiches?
She did not.
Ooh. Mm.
But you know what? She brought, like, the meat platter, you know, with, like, the salamis and shit, and then crackers.
That's so good for other people.
It's good for
other
people. For me, nah, but I got a lot of cupcakes, though, you feel me?
There we go. Sheldon got his cupcakes.
Got a lot of cupcakes, you know?
You have any more?
Nah.
Oh, that's fake.
I haven't had a cupcake in a minute. I would love...
I had a muffin the other day.
They were from Walmart though. They weren't like that crazy. So yeah. I could really.
But low key, those be hitting.
The little mini ones.
Those be hitting. Yeah.
They were fire.
Yo, the wackest fucking topping you could possibly get is sprinkles on anything. Nigga.
What?
Sprinkles are whack.
What?
That's what
sprinkles
I said.
Are whack.
So you want like a sprinkle donut?
No.
Like
It tastes like nothing. It literally tastes like fucking fiberglass.
Yeah.
Like I never said, mmm, damn, a sprinkle.
Oh yeah, Tommy's in the building.
My Tom man, Sharon, yummy.
Yes, sir. You don't like sprinkles either?
This is the thing. This is the thing.
Bro, what the fuck does a sprinkle taste like?
I don't like... I'm not picking
sprinkles. Okay, no. Yeah, no.
Sprinkles would be like
last. I'll fucking...
Okay, but what are the toppings and don't like? That's the only topping on it.
Coconut shavings.
Ew.
Oreo. Coconut, are you crazy?
Yeah. Ew, I hate coconut.
That's where you're wrong.
Ew.
This is when I realized we're different people.
Yeah, no, I don't
we'll
do
never,
coconut.
We'll never be that. We'll
coconut.
Never be
like, only coconut I do is coconut oil. That's it.
That's it. What?
Jackal.
That's it.
Let's get it. Yo, my man.
I don't like sprinkles. Unless, like, okay, the other day when we made the cake,
mm-hmm.
like, it was necessary to be out there. The sprinkles, it was kind of necessary.
Oh, for
Kev's B-Day.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out Kevin on his B-Day, man. Yeah. Kevin the B-Day boy. Shout out my man Kevin.
Happy B-Day, Kevin, man. I know you out there somewhere celebrating your birthday. Another year, man. This is
another
big.
Day, another day of birth.
I see my boy Strawberry picking the other day.
Yeah.
He joined his B-Day. That was his birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
My man picking birthday today. Strawberries.
He could be picking grapes right now.
Picking
strawberries. Yo, I want to give a shout out to my man, Fatanity Human Bandana. He's the busiest bandana in the game.
Yeah.
He's busy right now. We got my man Chami the Yami on the camera.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't his fault, but the whole file. Yeah, this whole angle.
This angle right here, the main angle.
We got a message on the camera. Yo, I hate when some shit just fucks up on you and like no explanation.
For no reason.
Yeah, well, my shit just says error.
Like, what do we do so we can prevent it for next time? We don't know.
Explain though. No, it wasn't your fault. No, I wouldn't say that.
Never that.
I'm gonna put a picture on a screen of like exactly how I feel. this is how I feel. You guys are watching it right now, looking at it. Yeah, it's just like, bro, you can't do anything. What do you mean my files are gone?
They're just gone.
What are we looking at, brother?
No, you meant the screen like that after you.
Shells. Okay,
that's what I was waiting for too.
I forgot that was there. That's how I feel. Yeah.
That's a Tommy look when he said when he read the message.
Guys, yeah.
Yo, I'm gonna, he stood up.
I'm getting a message here.
Tommy stood up. When a man stands up, yeah.
You know he stood up he kind of let us like talk a little bit. He's looking at him. He's like, no, you guys can finish.
No, yo, Tommy looks scared.
Tommy, you have something to say? No, just finish.
Just finish.
I read the message and I was like trying to like make sure I understood what I was saying before I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, guys, yo, always put a fucking more info button.
Yeah.
Oh, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
And just error. Period.
The options were either enter or cancel.
Mm.
Those are tough fucking choices.
Then I turn it back on. It says, do you want to fucking recover these files? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's sick.
Sure.
Enter.
Can't.
Unable.
Can't. Tried.
I fucking wish. You thought. Oh man, I want some tacos.
Let's get it.
I want some tacos.
Mm.
Man, at the start of the summer, we were just telling each other like how crazy it's gonna be, how crazy we're gonna go with burgers and whatnot.
So I got punched in the head.
Oh,
what was that?
Wait, what?
This guy just, you're not gonna talk about this video?
I was going to scroll past it.
This guy just talking about other shit while this is on the screen.
I was going to
scroll. Are you fucking crazy? I'm back to say the sound. Nah, they... Nah, they took a frame
they
out.
They sped that up. They sped that up.
They took a frame out. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Anything. Anyways, like I was saying... We put each other to this test to see how many burgers we're gonna eat this summer.
Oh, we're talking about this,
Sheldon. You know you're in trouble. Yes, we're talking about this. I put up an estimate of what was my estimate?
Like 500 burgers over 60 days. So how many burgers a day is that?
500 burgers.
Yo, it's still doable.
That's a fucking challenge, bro.
How many fucking days of summer is there in Toronto?
I don't know.
There's in fucking Toronto, right, there's like 96 days of summer
in Toronto.
There's 96 oh, in Toronto. Five.
So 100 burgers a day.
It's just a week.
Yo, fuck. You gotta
it's bucking 40 this week, you know.
Yeah. Ooh. Jesus
how many Christ. Days of summer at Toronto?
It's bucking 40 degrees this week.
How long is summer in Toronto?
I'm not okay with that, guys. And I'm going to be the one to say it.
Yo, but you have to 40 40. Like that, man. You had a really shitty
way. I don't give a damn, nigga.
You gotta accept it. You already chocolate enough, okay? Nothing worse.
I don't... No. It hurts.
What? 40 degrees?
Yes.
Shells, speaking of 40, Shells is at 42 burgers.
Is he really at 42?
He's at 40 fucking 2, bro. Anyways, I'm trying to say we have a group chat of this going, and we have to send each other all the burgers we've clapped this summer, and Shells is just on a fucking roll. I'm at 20. I'm not going to hold you. I'm at 21.
Yeah, I have problems.
Shells is at 42.
21.5.
And he be getting stylistic with his thing. Two plain Janes. Something light.
What y'all niggas on?
Yeah.
Because you know what I'm about to do to that. You feel me?
I hear you. I sent a picture of a chopped cheese. That counted. So I'm at 20.
It does. No, Tommy, stop.
It's a, it's burger meat, you know? Yeah. Yeah, so whatever. But yeah.
Yeah. Four I don't know why. I don't know why Tommy decided to do this. Because the next day, this nigga goes on a diet. So I don't know.
I decided to go on a diet. I'm not eating bread. My own thing is eating bread. I'm pissed. Can't take lettuce wrap burgers
because,
like, realistically,
that shit's gross.
That shit's actually really good.
What?
Really?
Yo, bread is the truth.
Like yeah,
shout out to bread, man. Bread is the truth. Yo, y'all just ever have a like a hot loaf? Like, you go to that one Jamaican store,
yeah, man.
And you get that steaming hot loaf, come on, and you have to eat it like right fucking right there, away, or else it doesn't taste as good. Yeah, the skin's that hanging off the roof of your mouth. Yeah,
it's just fine.
Yo, that bit, yo, if you put a little butter on that, my God, you're doing backflips.
The other day, I know Jamaicans are going to be crawling in their seats, doing backflips in their seats. But Jay and I got some cocoa bread, and I'm just like, yo, fuck, I'm just going to toast the bun a little bit, open it up, put some garlic butter on it, toast it a little bit.
I'm with it.
Put a little salad on it, put a tomato on it. Why not? Put, you know what I mean? You're making a sandwich.
Throw a patty in there.
I'm with it.
Oof. Melt some cheese. Oh, come on.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to McKay's, McKay's Pizza, man. They be doing the patties. They cut that bitch open. They put lettuce in there. They put tomato. They put cheese. They put mayo. Close it up. Come on.
Yo, my grandpa's shriveling in his
fucking, and it tastes good. Right, I don't give a fuck. It's still a patty. Suck my dick.
Bro, my grandpa, I know most Jamaicans, but like my grandpa special, never, he eats the same 10 things his whole life. He doesn't give a fuck, and it doesn't change it.
Honestly, that's me. Your grandpa's me still.
Like, yo, this if he's eating a burger, it's exactly like this. If he's eating, he only eats 10 Jamaican dishes, and that's it.
Like, that's just,
and
like,
sometimes if you catch me eating pizza, make a
rare,
wish. Make a
rare,
wish.
Rare.
Yo.
Very rare if this nigga's eating a fucking burger or something. Bro, and there's I remember, yo, what grandfather was at a barbecue? Dwayne's dad. Oh. We're at a barbecue, and this guy said, yo, my dad just does not like burgers. I'm like, how can you not like burgers? Bro, we're there. This nigga's cooking. Someone else is cooking.
He said he doesn't like barbecue.
He has a barbecue food.
He likes burger, but just not barbecued burgers.
Bro, he went into his car, drove to a Jamaican spot, came back with Craig Gold. But yo, Dwayne called it. He said, look, yo, he's gonna leave. He doesn't like barbecue food. I'm like, nah, you're lying. Bro, this nigga left, came back with a large Craig Gold. I was so fascinated.
What? Yeah, I don't know what you have to have for that, but he said to give him headaches. Whenever he had barbecue food.
That just saved Shells last time. Everyone's like, yeah, yo, I know what he's talking about because he's throwing up and shit. But like,
oh, the migraine throw-ups?
Yeah, they,
yo, I didn't know.
They
the filmed
me in the comments. Yo, shout out to the conversation. Because, you know, reasonable pizza.
Reasonable pizza? What's that? Uh-huh. What's that?
Yeah. I'm done.
Oh, man. I was
watching this fucking food thing, and Gordon Ramsay is cooking in Peru, like at the top of the mountains. And I thought that shit was kind of cool.
That's extremely cool. That's wavy.
Yeah, this nigga's like,
is he mad and shit?
Nah, he's chilling because he's cooking, but National Geographic sent him around the world to like six different places. I think it was like Peru, Hawaii, New Zealand, and like two more places, three more places. I don't know. Mm. And niggas just cooking in the wild and shit. That's why, honestly, if you throw me in the wild,
I'll do that shit.
I'll do that shit, yeah.
What's up, Sheldon?
I'll make pizza.
No, I'm just staying quiet because I won't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bro, niggas will find, discover me in the forest and be like, yo, how the fuck this nigga make pizza? What the fuck? And I got the ranch dip.
Man,
I could last a fucking a whole year without water, but ranch dip. I got 2 weeks in me. I'm gonna keep it real with y'all, man.
Yo,
I got a sandwich running through my veins. Bruh. It was dipped in ranch.
That's alarming. Yeah,
I can't
bro.
Get enough.
That's alarming.
Yeah, I can't get enough.
I'm worried for you.
Wait, what happened? I tuned out.
I can't live without ranch.
He said,
"Oh yeah,
no, we actually because this nigga."
He
the said same
he can
way.
Go a year without water.
But ranch sauce?
Oh, that's a fact. I get pissed off. I was gonna say like when I said, "Yo," I'm like, "Bro, I hate when I order pizza and like they forget my ranch or they
I don't
forget,
really
like,
want
any dip sauce." I'm like, "Yo, fuck, man!" Like, and then he's just saying, "What do you want me to do?" I'm like. Really stand out the door like, yo, fuck, hold on. What can you do right now?
I hate when people, sorry, not to cut you off, but like in that situation, like, why are you asking me what do I want you to do?
Mm-hmm.
My nigga.
Because you know what I want.
Yeah, like you
I
know
don't
what I
ask.
Want.
The thing is, I don't want to ask for that. I know it sounds crazy, but like, yeah, I want like, you to go get my
because I'm a paying fucking customer.
Like, I'll just... Okay, what do I want you to do? Okay, just
what location?
Are you sure you want to? Sure you want to? Want me to answer this?
How far? Where'd you come from? Where, for 10 minutes? 10 minutes?
Okay, so what do I want personally? Yo, don't judge me.
I would like what I would like.
Are you being honest?
Look around. You look back at your friends in the living room. Okay, can you just go get the ranch really quick?
Are you gonna do whatever I?
I'll meet you downstairs, like at the door.
I'll meet you halfway for ranch sauce.
I don't want him like fucking smiling and then right when I close the door, just fucking screaming into the pizza bag, into the fucking delivery bag.
Ah, don't get paid enough for this shit.
Nah, man, I have a fucking fear of people tampering with my food. So whenever it's like you're asking me with a fucking again scared dog face on your face, then like, you want me to go get it? And I'm like, yo, man, you know what? Just fuck it, man. Fuck it.
Trust me.
That should be pissing me off.
I was chilling with my bro's friend yesterday. I think he's my friend too. Darnell. Shout out to Darnell. And he said he went to McDonald's and he got a smoothie. And he said they gave him back this smoothie and it was like half the smoothie in it. And I'm like, yeah, man, touch that before you get it.
Yeah, I'm dealt with that. Tree scoops. You know what I mean? Bro, somebody pissed me off at a fast food joint. Yeah. I want some.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me get some of that. Whatever you just ordered. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I'd be behind niggas.
I feel like I'd be peace and fries. Like I feel like if I worked, I'd be peace and fries. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm not gonna fuck with your food. I'm gonna take my food though.
But
I'm not gonna fuck with your shit. Fuck I'm gonna leave your food alone.
But. Nah, for sure. Any fries come true, I'm piecing those. Any bag fries?
What? Piece that. Oh, yo, those are the best fries at the bottom of the bag.
I'm taking your whole fucking meal out of the bag, and I'm hoping for fries at the bottom, bro.
Bro, I'll get a large fries, and then I'll still fucking take everything out of the bag and spill it on the table and eat those ones.
If I was an Uber Eats nigga, I'd be picking up just all the late night orders and saying, oops, it closed, and just going home.
Yeah.
Ending the shift with a fucking sick meal.
You didn't think that went through.
How not?
How could you do that?
Just yo, you could say yo, people have
that's
people,
never happened to you before.
No, nah, I don't. Uber
yo, I
oh no, yeah, well, down. Go ahead.
Some people like will just barely try to figure it out.
Yeah,
they'll get to my spot and be like, "Oh, where's it? Oh, fuck it,
bro." Some people
this
like
is your courier canceled.
Yeah, they'll say like, "Yo, someone picks up your order and then it just never comes." And I'll bro waiting till
so
5 a.m. and
you'll get a refund.
You get your refund,
you get your
but
money
you just
back.
Don't
but
eat.
I'm hungry.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah,
and I waited 40 minutes. Sheldon.
Wow. Okay.
That's work. Take my money, nigga. Take my money.
I stand corrected. I apologize. I did not know that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Are they getting something wrong?
Yo.
Like, yo, I ordered it like this. I wouldn't eat this shit like this.
I ordered a bagel. Bro,
sorry.
The other day.
What do you mean sorry though? Like what now though?
Now what? You know what I'm saying? Now when you're an adult, it's no more sorry, bro. It's like you do something about it.
I want to hear this shit.
Yeah.
Especially when they say we understand this is frustrating. And that just like reassures me, like, yo, this shit is, okay, I should be fucking pissed.
I'm allowed to be frustrated.
Oh, so you get it then, right? Oh,
okay, so that's what the fuck I'm saying to you then. Exactly. Bro, we ordered pizza the other day and there's four of us and fucking, I don't know why, this guy just decided to take mad time and one of my niggas like went home. They're like, yo, I honestly have work tomorrow. I was like, bro, I just ordered two larges and some wings.
I was kind of like,
I was
fine. Well, you guess you gotta go.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that
at first, I was upset, and I'm just like, wait, hold on.
More for me.
Well, yeah. Hey, I think yeah. It's woof. That's the time.
Yeah, bro.
Should have been that.
How long is it gonna take you? 20, probably 30 minutes. Yeah. You should get going now
before the door knocks.
Yeah, security's calling and shit. Yo, yeah, yo, now, come on.
He sees a pizza man in the fucking elevator. He doesn't know.
I want to segue into our new topic.
What's that?
This is an alien.
Oh
damn, nigga. Yo, I fucking love you. Yo, Tommy's standing. Is everything good?
What the fuck? Yo, what is this Area 51 shit?
There we go.
What?
So
I'm not sure. Damn,
where's the X-Files noise?
Something happened on Twitter where like a bunch of people are like, yo, I'm kind of down to go to Area 51 and just like barge in.
What is Area 51 though?
You never heard of Area 51? Damn. Area 51 is basically like the secret, high fucking secret.
Nah, I think it's an alien, bro. Yeah,
What do you mean?
Hold on. Bro, you're into anime and all that crazy. Hold on. This is a fucking alien, dude. He's trying to learn the human way of life. I don't trust him.
Yo, nah, he's gonna fucking watch. We're gonna die right now.
Yo, we're getting rid of Sheldon.
This is the last episode. I'm sorry.
This is Sheldon's last episode.
We're signing out. This is trying to. Stranger Thing octopus arms is gonna come out of Sheldon's.
You know what, Area 51, you fucking liar.
I swear to God, I know.
What information got through?
Okay. I've heard of Area 51. What?
What is Area 51? Can't contain himself. He's just getting so. He's getting so close to answer.
I've been here for 51 years.
All right, you got me.
I've been here for 26 years. What the fuck is this Area 51?
Finally, I'm getting close.
What do you know about us? Yo, all your alien friends are upstairs sweating.
I don't trust this, nigga. Yeah.
So is someone going to explain Area 51 to Sheldon, or are we not doing that?
Area 51 is this U.S. government base
Where
they potentially had like, alien life activities, where they kept all the aliens and all the UFOs.
Okay. So, oh, is that what it is?
Liner, alien,
yo, my man, alien, man. I can't
be your own man's, too.
It really be your own man's.
Yo. That's crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Okay. I didn't know that.
But yeah, I'll pull up. Or should I say, yeah, man.
Or should I say,
you know exactly what that means. Lying in it.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear they're bringing back Making the Brand? I really miss that show a lot.
Anyways, we over here with Sheldon the Alien. Man. Stop, bro. Stop. Please.
First podcast with an alien. Y'all know what it is.
Number one alien podcast.
You know exactly what it is. So, anyways, there's a bunch of people that just want to storm Area 51, and I'm kind of down. You heard
to
me?
To get zapped at the same time, nigga.
Are you dumb?
Yeah. Bro, I don't even think this shit exists, bro. Like, who works there? Who the fuck works? Nah, yeah, I'm fucking pissed.
Yo, honestly,
who works there?
Yeah, for real.
How do you get there? You drive in and then drive back? Like, what?
Well, no, you can't leave.
You're telling me a man can't holler at someone working there, like a girl working there, and then she spills the beans. No one's ever spilled the Area 51 beans in my whole entire life. I've never heard fucking shit
from Area 51 around them.
So does this place even exist?
Yeah, I'm about to say that. Have we seen the building?
You can't even get close.
Yo, the government knows about aliens.
If I Google it, is my computer going to fucking explode right now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not do that shit then.
He's pretending to
Area 51 building.
Bro,
do we know what it looks? Do we know?
Okay. I don't. Me and Toronto don't know.
Yeah, Tommy doesn't know.
Guys, Sheldon was typing and his fingers were in
attention. Oh, yeah.
If he own man's.
Sheldon's an alien.
Yo, Area 51 said the military stands ready for anyone trying to pull up on them.
They put out their own tweet.
That's fucked.
Do what they did?
Yeah, they said, yo, like, the feds warn UFO mans that the military stands ready.
The sun is out, the weather is nice, so you know that means we outside. That also means that you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder, rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ready.
Holy fuck.
They actually see this as a threat, though.
Yeah,
they must. They're thinking about it.
Like 800,000 people said they were going.
Yeah, it makes Area 51 around Twitter like, y'all see this shit?
Bro, but where is Area 51? Like, where is this place again?
I want to say Texas.
Answer him.
Yeah, I'm asking Sheldon. Sheldon knows what it is. Hold on. I don't think he understood.
51. Yo, I feel like
51. There.
You know, you listen to another language and then like a couple words or phrases like stick out.
Yeah.
You can convert that one. I bet you don't know the Spanish word for that one.
Bro, it's 1.1 million people. And they said this 2 hours ago.
McDonald's. Dipping sauce. Barbecue.
Oh, man, you know.
Some loud ass kush.
That's the only reason why Sheldon's still here.
A lot.
The weed is really good.
I don't know, guys. I kind of want to fucking stay.
So there is
okay,
then
fucking
thing.
Zap me up some weed.
Give this to Dad. Apparently it helps backs.
Where the fuck is Area 51, Sheldon? I'm going to have to shake you in your chair, bro. Let's waterboat him or whatever this shit's called.
What is that?
Waterboard?
Waterboard?
What is that?
They put a... all right, nigga. Come on. You know what this is. You put a fucking... like, oh, I mean, how do I know this? I don't know.
Okay.
Put a cloth over their face. You put water down their
mouth. Oh, and then they drown. Simulation drown. Okay.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, okay.
I just watch a lot of war movies. But I'm...
torture, right?
Yeah. That's torture?
Yeah, what movie was that in?
Drop of water on your forehead?
Because it's going to dent your head.
And every time you see all you hear is...
how long do you have to be there?
It's torture because you, after a while, like it's not rhythmic, right? So it's like you just don't know when it's gonna. You know what I mean?
I'd be like, oh, okay,
hey, I'll go to bed.
Put me right to bed.
I was like, nigga, this.
Yeah, and you're still in the same place, and
then I'll just start. I'll open my mouth and try and get some fucking water.
Oh yeah,
torture. Nothing was happening.
Yeah, torture. Y'all niggas just left me waiting. Where the fuck is Area 51, Sheldon? Fucking
bro, I'm gonna tell you. Where
bro,
is it? It's in Nevada.
Nevada. There we go.
Oh shit. I could have told you that.
That's what I was asking. But yeah, okay. So Nevada, okay. Best. I got a location. I'll pull up. Y'all niggas just let me know when y'all going. But
if I got nothing to do that day, I'll be in
there. Yeah. Shout out to my dad for raising some thugs, man. We're really.
It ain't. I'll tell you one thing. It ain't easy raising no thug.
It ain't easy no raising a thug. Who said it's easy?
Nobody said that. You can't find any piece of literature years and years later when they look back in humanity. Yeah. They're not gonna be able to find one piece of text that say raising a thug is easy. Mildly easy.
It's crazy.
Not duh, because it's not.
Cause if you how is raising a thug easy?
I don't know, because that don't even exist. Because it's hard.
If I hope my son not a thug, because it's gonna be really hard.
My dad
it's
had
not
it rough.
Easy. My dad had it rough. He had to raise three thugs.
Now, we wasn't actually thugs, but we was dressed like some thugs.
We was imaginary thugs, you know.
But we was dedicated to it, so I was basically a thug as far as fashion goes.
I was a thug at home. I was thugging in my crib.
You know what, I was a thug, but like nobody just never tested my thug, so I never had to unleash it. You know what I'm saying?
My dad tested my thug.
Well, like, yeah, I mean...
he would be like, yo, go change. And like, bro, it was honestly hardship we put this guy through, because we'd be going through to, like, I don't know, family parties, and he's just like, yo, man, you know, you gotta wear something more presentable, man. Like, pick up your fucking pants, man. That's what just, it's, at first he tried talking to us, then it just fucking transitioned. Yo, Jermaine. Jermaine.
You know what it is.
Bro, like, our pants would just be sagging, oh, and yeah, there's nothing he could do about it. It was just some thugs.
You can't. We bro, my sag was crazy.
Oh, man. Sheldon, you can't test my swag. No, no, no. My sag.
No,
yo,
No. I'm telling Sheldon. You. My sag was disrespectful.
Yo, like, mine was offensive. It was offensive. Yo,
mine was fucking rude.
Like, yo, Sheldon, man.
Absolutely just
yo, mine was an vile. Abomination. My sag was vile. Sheldon.
No. Yo,
Sheldon,
no, turn your stomach when you see my sag.
My teacher, Madame Todd, called my father and said,
puked on the phone.
He is sagging right now.
Your son.
That's pretty intense.
Sagging.
Bro, I was a sagger.
Bro,
I was a sagger.
I learned from Aaron Francis. And if you went to Fletcher's, you know Aaron Francis. He was a sagger.
Yeah, he was
probably the biggest sagger. He was the biggest sagger. And I don't, nobody knows. Nobody fucking knows how his pants would stay on and never, ever, ever fall off. Around his knees, literally. And he's walking, running.
Perfectly.
Bro, even in gym class, you'd be
saggy shirt. I ran faster with my sag pants, bro.
It's easier.
I ran fucking quick.
Yo, I'll get shit done. Don't get it twisted.
Yo, don't ever get it twisted.
Like, yeah, my butt's out, but yo. I'll get it done. I'll get it done.
I'm comfortable.
Yo, going to my pocket was so crazy.
I had to bend sideways, bro.
I got
to
pick my pants up and fucking...
I literally had to bend sideways to get some shit out of my pocket. I'm going to find a picture of Aaron. Oh, my God.
You found one?
It has to be a full body. Yo,
I fucking told you guys.
That's exactly how it was in my head.
I fucking told you guys. Let me put
this exactly how it was in my fucking head. Screen.
Where'd the shit go? Look at this sagger. Aaron fucking Francis. This is my man.
Yo, it's at his kneecap.
Yo, I told you guys.
Yo, the only reason is his fucking his pants aren't on the floor is because his kneecap.
Yeah, his is crazier than mine.
If
though.
You think
mine, you probably wouldn't. You'd see my belt. Like, you see where his vest ends. You'd see my belt start right there.
Bro, and that's a long vest.
Yeah. That's a long vest.
That's a parka, right,
bro?
That's a parka. You still see his belt buckle.
Our uncle would always tell us, like, yo, or parents and shit, whatever, family, say, oh, you guys clean up so well. You used to dress like this or whatever. And now we're, like, dressing properly.
I actually downgraded, uncle. That's where you're wrong.
So, I was pressure back then.
Yeah. Fuck, I'm trying to get, like, me back then.
He's fucking in Vizu's, nigga. What the fuck?
Oh, me. Bro, my dad said, make yourself presentable.
You can flex those now. Like, they're coming back.
Vizu's?
Yeah.
I even know what that looks like.
Yeah, they are low key. You do. The shit with, like, the M's on the back.
Yeah, I remember Red Monkey.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, the Red Monkeys?
It's a seagull?
I got the Red Monkey jeans. Oh, shit.
Yeah. It looked like an M, though. If you said a seagull on the back of your pants, I don't think he would get it. I wouldn't even get
honestly,
that shit.
A seagull?
I say an M.
Yeah, it's an like M. Fucking M. Look at McDonald's pants, right?
Yeah, it's an M. A seagull.
You hear Beyonce? I got M like the back of Ivisu.
No.
So then it's an M.
Yeah, Beyonce says it.
It's an M.
That's how we rocking.
Let's get it.
I'm going to listen to someone who got M's. That's the M.
Let's get it. Yo, whenever my dad was like, yo, all right, make yourself presentable. We're going to like a funeral. It just meant a 4X polo. That was me keeping
it. Just made a shirt with a collar, yo.
Yeah, that was it. 4X. Usually, it could be a 6X white tee right now.
Yeah.
I think downgrade to a 4X polo.
Even then, when he said wear something presentable, it's like, okay, I may wear a white tee and a jersey over this, and like,
I'm still sagging though.
I'm still sagging under this. I'm still sagging, bro.
To the meat show,
man. Yeah, I'm sagging to the meat show right then. I really was. I feel like that's why I like fucked with Blueface right when I heard him. I'm like, oh, sagging to the meat show.
Took me back. Right. I've done this.
Yeah, it took me back. Red Monkey jeans were kind of fire, actually.
Yo, man. Oh shit, my bad.
Like, they were a phase, but, like, they're good jeans, man.
I remember the songs, but I just didn't get it myself. I had a...
Yeah, no, they were expensive.
You know the stores that sell, like, the fake shit? But it was, like, it looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I had those ones.
Bro.
Yeah, I think it was, a lavender monkey.
Man, yo.
They still bleed the same way, though.
If you walk fast enough and, like, don't let people, like, watch the logo too hard, then, you're there.
Bro, at that age, bro, you just deal with it, bro.
Yeah,
I used to have so many fake shoes back then, bro.
You just walk fast and play basketball and shit.
Bro, niggas came through with that China Link.
Oh my God. The fake Jordans.
The China Link. Oh my God. What? You could get me a Jordans for $30? Bro.
Run it.
Run it.
It looks a little bit different.
Run it.
And it can get here by next week?
What?
Come on.
Come on, brother. Yo, purchase that.
Yeah, bro. Trust me.
Bro, my Jordan box had two balls. The nigga was fucking dumping two of them shit.
I don't care.
another one Jordan was shooting, and I'm like, whatever. Whatever. He shot. Did he not shoot the ball? These are basketball shoes, brother. He was
The Nike's backwards.
Yeah. He's playing defense on the ball.
$30.
Shit.
$30. Nigga, still fresh.
Nigga, what? I don't have to wear the same shoes every day.
What?
At the end of the day,
two shoes, nigga.
Please.
Indoor, outdoor.
Can I lace these up and give you work? Yes.
Not for too long. Usually the threads. Right?
Yeah.
I've seen a foot come out.
You know what I'm saying?
Can I give you work for 10 minutes?
You can warm up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't jump too much.
I remember one time I fucked up though because I didn't really know about Jordans like that.
Hold on. Sorry. Tommy signed up. Everything okay?
Yeah.
You good?
Bro, sit the fuck down.
It's easy. I can't see.
Okay, you can tilt the screen down.
Yeah, I didn't know about Jordans like that, right? I didn't know, like, you know, different Jordans are more rare nowadays. And even back then, it was the same shit. So with the link, you can get anything. You can get any Jordan. It didn't matter what it was. You get colors that didn't even exist. You can get them.
Was it DragonKicks.com?
I don't remember. You know, I bought through Isaiah. Isaiah had
it. Probably on Dragon
Kicks. Yeah, he's probably on that one. I don't know. Yeah. I just gave him the money. He did it. So I remember I bought the DMP 6s, the gold ones. You know what I'm talking about, Tommy?
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. Gold ones that came in the pack with the Concord. Very fucking rare.
DMP 6s. Okay.
Niggas had the magnifying glass on my shit.
Nah.
Because they couldn't believe it.
How the fuck did you get that?
You know what I'm saying?
Whoa, it's real.
Yo, I was capping so hard.
Bro, what are you checking?
I'm 15. Like,
what are you checking?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would be scared. Yeah, remember one time I had the fake the Walmart boots that looked like Tim's?
Ooh.
All my friends were coming through with the Timberland and they had the little tree on them. But luckily enough, I was sagging.
No.
But unluckily enough, one day I wasn't sagging that much.
Mm.
Almost costing me my life. My friend called me out.
Fuck.
He's like, yo, Walmart, he's this guy's like, I remember he's like, yo, because Get Back was hot at the time. Remember Luke? Get back. You don't know me like that. My friend said, Get Back. Zeller's shoes are wet. And everyone was fucking rolling. At first, I was like, that's not even fucking funny, nigga. Everyone was dying, nigga. And it was my guy, too. I was so confused. Like, what the fuck was that?
Like, you think if it's anybody, like, I can show my guy. Like, my guy will know.
He called me out.
He'll know to look out for me. If my shit comes up, he'll let me know. Yo, tuck it back in. You know what I'm saying?
Your pant cuff is
exposing the different logo.
That's crazy.
I've ever won the fucking USPA. Fuck, yo, I didn't know.
Sentence.
Oh,
I had no idea, bro. I had no idea. USPA and polo were two different things.
I thought it was just a fucking horse thing.
I saw mine as a different design. I'm like, oh, I got more shit.
More embroidery.
That costs more money.
Yeah,
for more threads.
Logical thinking.
The fuck is wrong with you guys? The fuck you mean? Niggas would come up to me and hold my fucking monkey or my little fucking horse by the head, lift it up, and say, "Oh, this USPA." I'm like, yeah.
Niggas used to go crazy.
I swear to God, I had no fucking idea. And that's my Buffalo link too. We always talk about going to the Walden Galleria.
Yep.
Because school shop was getting whack after a while here in Toronto. Mm. So my dad discovered Walden Galleria through his friends or some shit. So for back to school shopping, we'll choose one dedicated day to cross the border over Niagara Falls into Buffalo, hit a Walden Galleria, and that was pretty much it. Mm-hmm. I was pretty much at one store. It's called Against All Odds, and then they had all like the latest shit, and that's why I was getting my Looney Tunes coats and shit from Goon Scrap.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw USPA when like polo was hot. I'm like, fuck polo, man. You see this shit?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, USP, you we United States Polo a fucking association or something.
Why wouldn't I cop?
And they got the big patches. And the thing is, I caught like 4 colorways.
Looks better.
It looked way better. My opinion, to this day.
Yeah.
It's fitted.
To this day, yeah.
I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm going to kill these niggas with this shit.
Yeah.
Got to school first day. Matter of fact, the night before, I laid it on my bed.
Ooh, kill him in the morning.
Oh, of course.
I said, fuck these. These niggas not going to know what to do.
Trust me.
I had no idea. I
told myself these niggas are not going to know what to do.
Nigga, I got to school. I didn't know what the fuck to do. They're like, yo, that's USPA.
Yeah,
right.
What's up, nigga? Yeah.
Yeah.
This USPA.
It's real.
At first, I didn't know, so I'm just there like, yo, that's USPA. Oh, yeah. You see this?
Done.
Stupid.
Fucking horse, right?
What's yours?
You're like, yo, why are there so many people on your shirt? Like, oh, fuck. There's a limit? There's a cutoff, nigga? What is it usually? One?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, honestly,
I was broken.
It's the two niggas playing. It's the two niggas playing on it.
So many sticks and horses. Yeah. There's a lot of legs on that shirt.
Yo.
I definitely had my horse had fucking 5 legs, and there's two niggas riding him. And I'm like, yo, I just thought they're sharing a horse. I'm like, oh, yeah. It's a horseback riding shirt. Like, doesn't have to be fucking, you know, like whatever. Who cares, you know? And
then at that moment, I had a flashback. I'm like, I remember flashing back to Buffalo, thinking to myself, yo, why is it just a fucking $20? Polo for $20? What the fuck?
Yo.
Yo, these niggas have no idea what they have right now.
Yo, I even fucking caught like 10 of them secretly because I'm just like, bro, these niggas, yo, I'm going to go back home and niggas are about to be shocked. Yo. Niggas are about to be thinking I'm balling, bro.
Man.
Yo, I can't find my USB-A pictures, but it's there somewhere.
I deleted it.
It's at my crib.
That. Even if I had those.
Bro.
I'm still embarrassed, bro.
That was the last day I wore that shit.
Yeah.
I didn't even get to wear the other colorways with some cheese at. And I started soft. I went with the just a white on black.
Oh,
like, all right, let me start soft first. Just go half day. Next day I'll come through with the fucking navy blue.
I hit them hard with the red on white. Wow.
At least you got that off. Man. I'm kind of jealous you got that shit off.
And I got the wooden beads hanging on top of it. The wooden rosary.
I didn't think
niggas was touching me, bro.
Hate to see it.
I really didn't think nobody was touching me, bro. I was too nice in my USBA, man. And that hole was clean. Oh, so man.
Me and Trevon met up at the end of the day to walk home together. I'm like, yo, you know the fucking... So you know, it's like, oh, it's different. They're different. I'm like, oh, yeah, you didn't find out too?
Yeah, I found out. Cool. You think we should tell Ryan?
Nah.
Ryan pulled it off. I don't know.
I don't think niggas checked his chest. I don't know. Niggas was looking at my chest in high school. I don't know.
Bro, niggas was checking me. I never checked anyone.
Ryan had the cornrows, right? He had the long cornrows.
That's crazy that you cut those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
He does not have
I never knew cornrow shells.
You no, I'm not saying cornrows? I had the cornrows. I'm saying Ryan had the cornrows.
Oh, he did. I thought you were that.
I never had cornrows. I did have cornrows like when I was real young, but
you should have kept those.
You should bring them back.
Cornrow shells.
Back then though, like cornrows meant invincibility.
Yeah.
I won't make it. I won't make it through the ugly stage. You know what I mean?
I hear that.
The ugly stage. I won't make it. Not today, bro. Not with social media. Not with just this show every week.
Yeah, fuck, I'm going missing.
Y'all niggas fried me up when I had my little afro.
Medium afro? Yo,
I had little afro. Niggas is frying me up. I couldn't do it.
The few fan pictures I get out.
You know what I mean?
Oh, hey, some of them
had the fucking
medium afro. That's me.
Nah. Yo, there's days where you just can't.
Do you have your braids now? Or all right, that's it.
You reach that stage where it's like it's too much hair to wear a hat. But
yeah,
like,
but it's
not enough to braid it
to
up.
Braid it.
I've never been there, but I've seen pictures.
I'm still trying to find this USBA because it was you guys didn't know, but happen. Bro, I no Sheldon, it will happen.
You have that many pictures like what on your Facebook?
On my Facebook, bro, like shout out to Facebook. I started using Facebook like an old nigga now, like
no.
I'm going on there to check friends and shit and repost funny videos. Ha so funny.
Ryan, stop, please.
Yo, you gotta be on the
using
book.
Facebook like an old nigga, bro.
I go on the book for like 5 seconds, do what I gotta do, and I leave. And that's like once every 8 years.
Yeah, I mainly go on to see all the memes that my dad sent me.
My dad be you.
Bro, he be sending me shit through so many apps. I'm like, bro, what? True, what? Whoa. Yeah, you puked a little bit.
You definitely yacked in your mouth and you're trying to play it off. That was disgusting.
Oh, that
and
was
I, hell no. I would have ran to the bathroom and spat it up.
Yeah. Clap, man.
Right?
We had to take a break. My man puked in his mouth a bit. Yo, it happens to the best of us, man.
Yo, I don't know if I said this before on the podcast, but I definitely said it to these guys. Sorry, I just remember. So, y'all remember Joseph fucking Coney?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we supported that. We made it.
Anyways.
It's in the vault.
Yeah. Anyways, you know when you're eating, you're low-key choking, but you don't want to like call for help yet?
Oh, yeah. You got to wait till you're... Like, for sure, I can't. For sure. I can't breathe.
Okay, listen, now my eyes are watery, and I'm like, I'm starting to like not hear shit. You gotta show me.
It's I'm zoning out.
Yeah,
bro, but you can't. I'm not a guy that makes scenes and shit. So like, if I panic, I'm gonna get more scared. Fucking for sure for choke. So I gotta like figure it out myself.
Yeah.
But if I'm around you and we're eating and I alert you, just know it. Like, you have 1 second.
Yeah.
Like, yo. If I am asking for help, I've been in trouble for 5 minutes.
This guy said you have 1 second.
Yo, like, I told everyone around me, so it's like, yo, the day that this happens, like, you guys know, like, call 911 now. Like, don't you ask. It's not time to ask questions. It's no time for anything.
Wow.
I need help now.
Time to maneuver ASAP. I don't know how to do that.
Especially if I'm eating pizza. Yo, if I'm eating pizza, bro, sometimes the cheese boy just...
Get you or okra or string beans and shit.
Okra, anything stringy, bro. Yeah.
Okra in your pizza?
No.
That, hey. Seventh thing, but that, you may have came up with something. Hold on.
Open up your notepad.
Okra on pizza.
But yeah, sometimes you puke in your mouth a little bit when you burp too hard.
Yeah.
You got to eat it, nigga.
Or when you cough too hard sometimes.
You got to eat that.
Yo. Yo, sometimes
you're worse. Yeah, you got to eat that stuff.
Sometimes you got to eat that. Yeah, you got to eat that. Yo, we're on FaceTime with that guy. Whatever. He's driving. Or whatever. He coughed a lot. It was like the strong ones with the phlegm and shit. And he kept talking after. I'm like, oh. So he ate that.
Bro.
I noticed you coughed a lot, so then you kept talking.
But it's not you even, it's not even, yo, it's not even that, like,
spit it up.
Yo.
We were fucking certain that something came up, because, like, he took a pause and said.
It was a 3-second pause. Yeah.
So you guys say it. Yo, and it's just funny, because I feel like, yo, sometimes you just got to call out shit that the niggas won't call out, and then just catch them off guard. I'm like, yo, Satan, you ate that.
Bro, you got to eat, though, sometimes. It'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking about eating that, the other day, we took a rain. We took the top off. You know, yeah.
Started raining. We had to eat that.
Started raining. We had to eat that. We're doing, and this is what's fucked up. Because in this world, we trying to do good. You know what I mean? We was taking our little nieces out shopping. And we say, yeah, you know what I mean? Uncle's going to take them out. Went to Nike. Did some shopping. And then. There's legit puddles in the whip.
Why don't you guys keep the doors in the
bro,
back?
Bro, the whip is flooding. Yeah, whip, I mean, we usually do.
Back. Yeah.
Okay, for anyone that didn't get that, it was a nice day.
Yeah.
It was nice. Bro, the clouds so nice. I specifically commented, like, yo, fuck. Skies are clear today.
Mm-hmm.
And we left. We had some shit in the trunk, and we took our roof off, and we had a passenger, and there's no room for the roof panels. So we took it off of our Jeep and left it at home. And then we went on road, met up with our niece and our brother, and we're with family.
Yeah.
And then we're doing a good deed. Went to Nike, bought some stuff. Shout out to Nike. Appreciate that. And then as soon as we got out, the clouds just got really fucking, the skies got really dark. And then, like, it started to rain a little bit, and then a little bit turned to a lot. And I'm like, oh shit, we have no roof, and all the electronics are going to get fucked up. So, yeah, I was basically Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
For like 5 minutes straight trying to find a gas station. It was so fucked up.
Yo, we couldn't even see. Honestly, we literally could not see. Honestly, yeah, that shit was crazy, bro. Like,
I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy still.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm a hero.
Yeah.
You didn't even thank me for saving your life.
Me?
Yeah.
I was having fun, nigga. You didn't say some shit, but having fun.
Shit.
Speaking of fun, look at this giant squid. This is a giant squid attacking motherfuckers in Japan. Estimated to be about 33 feet long.
He's attacking people? I can't see.
He's attacking a squid.
Oh, another squid.
Nah, like, researchers in Japan have been, like, trying to get this guy out the waters, and they got it with this fucking baby. This is a bait squid. Look how big that is, bro. If I saw
a scale, what is that? How big is that?
It's like 33 feet. This is the ocean. I don't know. That's all I know, and that's his eye right there. 33 feet long.
33 feet long
that's
squid?
That's what I said.
That's an octopus, then.
It's a squid.
It's a fucking octopus.
Hey, I'll be like, yo, you're acting up like this? You're lucky you're not on land, because I would dash you on a grill. I'd season you up, you know? If I was in the water getting ate by a shark, I'm like, yo, okay, yeah, you got me, but yo.
Come to my world?
Come to my world.
You'll be on a grill, brother. Seared in jerk sauce.
You'll be getting fucking marinated in a fucking Tupperware container.
For 3 days.
Swear to God, I'd marinate you for 3 days. Yo, are you fucking stupid? Are you dumb? I'll fucking dash you on a barbecue.
Bro, you see the paintbrush?
Yeah, oh,
we're
man.
We're not pitting picks, so.
Man, they're not Bob Ross, eh?
Jesse. Shout out to Bob Ross, man.
Yo, 100.
You ever watch a full episode of that shit?
When I was younger, yeah, I used to.
I did
used
to it last that. Week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
For sure.
Who's Bob Ross? Nah, Shells didn't know who Area 51 was. Y'all niggas suck.
Okay. He's set. Oh, okay. So
Bob says. Ross. Yeah, okay. I know who this guy is.
I have a Funko Pop of him. He's like my favorite.
Yeah, sorry?
What did you just say?
A Funko Pop?
A Funko Pop.
A Funko Pop? A Funko Pop?
The toys that have the big head?
I know of a Funko Pop.
Not
Funko? It is not.
Nigga, Funko. First Young Nutty, then Funko.
It's a Funko Pop, right? What is
it? Tommy.
Is it a Funko?
We can send How Are the Pyramids Built.
I can't even see from
here. Okay. You couldn't see that?
No.
It was a fucking interrogation of this nigga. I'll play it again. Fuck it.
I can see it now.
Shells is mad nervous. I see what they're doing now.
Zoidberg.
Yo, fucking story time. Skitty. I got a story. So this is probably our first trip we took together when me, Jay, Shells went to London, and our good friend, you don't remember when we went to London?
Yeah, but again? I'm like, what stories do we have out there?
Oh, are you nervous?
No.
Story. Yeah, alien shit you was doing out there, dude. Yeah. Pull your card.
First of all,
when I came into the room doing signs, that's the story.
Yeah, actually, Shadeem was actually acting like an alien out there. Yeah, for sure. All jokes aside.
This nigga Shadeem was acting mad weird in London. And damn, nigga. This nigga was acting mad weird in London. And again, when we go places, you know, you're new to shit. You're new to your environments. You know, you're just adapting to your environments at the same time. And I think it was Uber or a taxi?
Yeah, it was an Uber.
It was an Uber, and fucking me, Shells, and Jermaine were just on the ride, just roasting Shadeem, just like literally getting at this nigga. Just, I don't know what it was that day, but yo, we were getting at, yo, boy.
Nothing
like, yo,
was not funny that day. Yo, everything that happened was fucking hilarious that day. I didn't understand.
Bro. It was bad. And yeah, we basically roasted this guy so bad that we were laughing like so much. And just, I think the driver couldn't take it. He kicked us out the whip. Said, yo, get out the whip. Say, yo, someone else will call you. Like, someone else will get you. I don't know what to say.
This guy said the app stopped.
The app stopped. Yeah.
And then I watched him press X after. Like, you just fucking turned it. That's why I canceled, because you canceled it.
Like, yo, like, yeah, that's how you do it. And honestly, that was the first time I was in a position where I'm just like, bro, like, we just got dropped off. Like, I think we're in a bad area of London. Mm-hmm. It's in the nighttime.
I won't say it's bad, but there are many fucking dogs barking at the same time.
In the middle of nowhere, bro, trying to go to McDonald's, and yeah, we get kicked out this Uber because my man just could not take the roasting anymore. And
we're in small slippers because we're at this Airbnb, and they gave us like complimentary hotel slippers. And we're like, oh, we're not going to get out the car. We're just like going to the Uber to McDonald's and then going through the drive-thru and coming back. Not even getting out.
Yeah.
So yeah, now we're outside wearing fucking baby hotel slippers.
I really don't even remember what we did after that.
We
got another one.
We stayed very still, stayed in one spot.
Called another Uber.
Got another
Uber. And Shadeem was trying to run off.
Yeah, he was like, yo, let's go check out this area.
I'm like, Shadeem, no.
Alien shit,
yeah.
Bro, who's that kind of alien out there?
Yeah. Anyways, all I know is we roasted Shadeem so bad that homeboy came out the car and he was sad. Then he was petting cats. I'm like, Shadeem, what are you doing, bro? This is too weird for me.
Remember when he was like, yeah.
That's when it started. Bro, we're talking to him. Like, I can't remember. We're encouraging. We're like,
yeah, we're like beating him up. Like, I rate you, bro. Like, you're ill. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're ready to do something, you do it.
You do it. Like, you know, like, what I mean? Like, he's feeling a little down. So his man's had him. He's just like, yo, like, you know, I don't know if I should be doing this. And I'm like, Shadeem, you know, you're doing the right thing. You're following your heart. Yeah, you know what I mean? You live with passion. You do that.
Exactly.
That's the right thing to do. This thing goes silent. The car's just going bumping. This is a glass. Shadeem's in the front seat. It's like, I'd say about 9 p.m. street lights are on in South London.
Raindrops on the window.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, are you in a fucking comic? Are you in a comic book? Yo. What is this shit?
Yo, we did not let that slide. We said, yo, where the
that's when we started roasting him. That's when we started whispering. Yeah.
Did you just whisper, yeah? Under your breath.
Are you in love with us, Shadeem? What? We did not know what it was. I'm like, nigga, there's no piano playing. Like,
yo.
There's no fucking soft music. Where the fuck did this come from? Like, bro, that was, oh my God.
Truthfully, that was the first ASMR ever.
Yeah.
That was it. That's where it started.
Yeah.
I remember that moment. Like, I feel like we recorded it because that shit was just like too perfect. And I'm like, bro, this nigga Shadeem just gave us, like, I should have felt that shit and said, Yeah.
That's the only way you can respond.
My hand on his shoulder, like, yeah.
Yo, we should have all put our hand on his head and said, yo.
We should have gotten auto, like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, for sure.
Bro, even the Uber guy did the pucker up lips, like, yeah.
Get up.
Yeah. Get the fuck out.
Yo, so,
oh my God.
It's going to hurt me to do this, but.
I want to go back to London so bad. Yeah, so fucking bad. Hopefully I can get here this get there this summer. Yeah. And yeah,
Carnival.
And shout out to you guys on Twitter, because I be searching up the podcast, just searching up what you guys are talking about it. And I want to say shout out to the people that are actually referring the podcast. And I see a lot of like a lot of threads of people recommending and saying like, oh, what's a good podcast to listen to? And then people will have Random Order there. So I fuck with you guys for that. That's how we build. That's how we grow. Mm-hmm. Keep doing that.
Mm-hmm. Four times a day.
Please. Yeah. Keep doing
at
that.
At least.
And I always fuck with the people that that, you know what I mean, not afraid to say, yo, what they listening to. I feel like, I don't know how to explain it. Niggas just be scared to tell other people what they listen to or tuning into. Like, I love doing that.
Yeah.
So, like, yo, go cheat.
Yeah.
But yeah, nah, shout out to y'all, man.
Yeah, it's love.
Yo, there's a fucking, might as well be a squid. I was fucking screaming as loud.
Oh, yeah, the silverfish.
The silverfish. What do you call them? I call them silverfish.
That's what my dad aren't called they? It, so it might not be right. But
I think it's a house centipede or some shit.
No, I thought centipedes were out in London. It looked like more of a...
It's a house one with a leg with a striped silver.
Oh, a house.
Oh, fucking puke.
Bro, this shit is...
That's not a silverfish.
It's not a silverfish.
I know what the fuck these
it's
are.
It's a house centipede.
You don't want to see
centipede.
This shit God. Either.
Yeah, house centipede.
I'm getting itchy.
I asked that.
Show Tommy.
Here's why you should never kill it. Wait, hold on. We killed it.
Never kill it?
Hold on. Let me put
we didn't kill it. I didn't kill it.
I don't condone that.
No, I didn't kill it. I just washed it down the sink. He's going to somebody else's crib now.
That might have killed it.
Ah,
bro, why are they like so long?
You see some shit and you just want to fucking scratch your neck?
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was obvious.
Yeah, I'm taking a shower for sure.
No, I already took one.
Bro, they're so fast. I don't feel that much shit, but anything that moves too fast is way too small and I can't keep track
what's
of it.
What's our theory? Anything that has more than two legs, I don't fuck with it.
Oh, I'm definitely, that's a write-off.
This is it, right?
I ain't gonna say all that. I like dogs.
I'd rather see a fucking
dog. Yeah, like the other day we were driving to Kensington like Market and this big-ass dog was like, huh?
That's it. Hey, only a rat would say that.
Shout
out
to that.
Crazy.
But the other day we were in Kensington Market and a fucking big ass dog, probably no cap, bigger than his fucking, like probably as big as his desk. In my eyes, it was as big as his desk.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just fucking barking at our whip. And like the trainer, it honestly almost pulled itself into the road because the trainer was not ready. Like it just started wilding at me and Jermaine. And we're looking back and we go,
it was ready to eat the car.
It was
mad at the car. I didn't even see our face yet.
It would have fucking bit my fucking tire and shake it around. I swear to God, we would have been, I did thought we did something to the dog because I'm like, yo, nah, we fucking, I don't know, we didn't say hi to him or some shit. That's literally my dad when we don't say hi to this nigga, but.
Yo, it's your responsibility to be stronger than your dog.
And if it's not, don't get it.
Be stronger than your fucking dog.
I agree.
Lift some weights or get a smaller dog.
But you know what, though? A lot of it is training, though. Like,
and being stronger than it when training goes wrong.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I can't argue with that.
Bro, that guy was, if that dog was actually like pissed off, like 100%, that guy would have been, yeah.
Yeah, yep. And he's on the floor. Cheese. Anyways, guys, I'm going to get on out of here. I feel like I got to go eat some pizza or something. So that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I already know what it is, man. What y'all on, man?
Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Random Order. You know what I mean? I am Sheldon Sebastian.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yes.
I got a show on the 27th.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to put this.
Let's get it!
You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. My first show, you know, shout out to Love Closey. They're putting on the show and they called me to be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Head to my Instagram for all the details at SebastianXX. That's Sebastian with an A instead of an E. Blue Acura got almost 30,000 plays. I appreciate that. Yes, sir.
Let's get it.
Keep streaming that shit. And new music's coming soon. Might be out by the time this comes out.
But hurry up.
Yes, sir.
This is going up ASAP. We're back on schedule.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying out some new schedule shit. This should be Thursday and then. We're going to try what? Thursdays and Mondays?
Uploads? We're going to try Thursdays and Mondays just because.
We're going to try Mondays. That's all you motherfuckers should expect.
Our main goal is get at least Monday down.
Yeah.
Well, somewhere we have written down like two episodes a week. I think we have that written down somewhere. But y'all niggas know what it is with us, man. That, you know, sometimes it's going to be there, sometimes it's not, you know, and that's all that matters. So We're going to try this new schedule out. We got a lot of shit that we're working on for the summer. So, you know, it's, sometimes motherfucking schedules get busy. So, you know, all that.
Yes, sir. And this might be the last episode in this office space.
Yeah. Because we're moving out of here. So,
yep.
Shit, maybe. Yeah, we're not going to stop. We'll figure it out, guys. We'll figure something out, you know.
Maybe. 100. For our audio listeners, make sure you subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to watch the video, see what's going on. Listen on the iTunes podcast app and drop 5 stars. Say something nice. You know what I'm saying? Don't say no mean shit. We're also available on Spotify, Google Play, and SoundCloud. 4YHeat.ca.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, we can Tommy, say, can I get a zoom in on this hat?
We can say about the
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, right?
I think so.
Yeah, so the repurposed collection that we did a pop-up for here in Toronto did really well. And a lot of people messaged us, said, yo, we got to do this online. So we're going to do it online.
Yeah.
So look out for that. Stay posted. Head over to the 4YE Instagram. That's at number 4YE to stay posted on what we got going on. Durags on the way. Ha.
Yeah.
A lot of fun stuff on the way.
Yeah, you can see something fun on my head.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
That's funny, huh? Y'all niggas. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming, so you guys just stay posted. follow the pages to keep you posted. Turn on post notifications. Do what you need to do, because when this shit drops, it's going to drop. And you know what I mean? Keep your ears to the streets.
Yes, sir. Sponsor, slide your email.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Our email is still there for anyone looking for that shit. Still there. Still.
Ain't nobody find that yet. Yeah. So. Just reach out. Don't be scared.
Well, I don't bite.
I won't bite you.
Yeah, no.
Come on, man. So, yeah, man. Y'all check it out. What's the quote of the day?
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.